Praise the Lord. 14th chapter of John. We'll start at the 13th verse. We'll read a few verses here. Amen. Praise the Lord. And lay a foundation. Hallelujah. Well, I feel tonight, amen, praise the Lord, that I'd be on you, but then it shall be in you. Praise the Lord. So, amen. Bear with me, church. Praise the Lord. I'd like to help you tonight through the word of God. Amen. Pray with me. Let's ask the Lord, amen, that he lead this sermon to go the way he wants it to go tonight. Sweet Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 14th chapter of St. John, 13th verse. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. But there's a key to this, church. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't the Lord good? Praise God. All right. Amen. We're going to go backwards a little bit. Go to 7th chapter of St. John. Amen. Let's read a little something more here. Amen. That Jesus has spoken. Praise the Lord. 7th chapter of St. John, the 37th verse. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. It's all good, church. Praise the Lord. I read this whole chapter this evening. Amen. Looking for something from the Lord. Amen. This is what I have to read. And the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living waters. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe in church, amen, it's got to be in that belly for it to flow out of it, and don't it? Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Bear with me, amen. We'd like to help you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Turn with me now, amen, to Psalms 36. Amen. You don't have to continue to stand the whole time if you don't want to. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we'll, amen, try to get through this and encourage somebody if we can. Psalms 36 and the 8th verse. Praise the Lord. Amen. There's benefits in this. As somebody was saying there a while ago, church. Amen. There's benefits in this. And the main thing, amen, for our soul, amen, to be filled with the Spirit of God right out of heaven. Amen. The sweet Holy Ghost, I call it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, amen, the Bible speaks about it being sweet as the honey in the comb. Amen. Thank you, Lord. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Brother Mark, could I use you? Amen. I'd like for you to go back there and get me a cup of water, would you? Amen. It don't have to be full, just a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love showing examples sometimes, amen, and the Lord gives us examples, amen, to show, amen, glory to God, what the Word might be talking about, amen. I believe that Jesus spoke to Peter, amen, and told him that he'll make him fishers of men for a purpose, amen, because the Bible also said because Peter was a fisherman, amen, and he spoke them words, amen, to let him know, amen, what he was talking about, and Peter understood it because, amen, he was a fisherman. I'm glad today, church, amen, glory to God, of the power of Jesus Christ. I'm glad he gave us a promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. How did he be upon us, but then it shall be in us. And it's so clearly there. Brother Mark, thank you, friend. Amen. I got a purpose for that here in a few minutes. Good Lord, help us. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. 17th verse again. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Who is he, church? Who is he talking about here? Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe in the 8th chapter of Romans, he teaches that the same Spirit, if he abides in you, he shall quicken your mortal body. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the grave, if he abides in you, he shall quicken your mortal bodies. Praise the Lord. Who is he talking about here? Praise the Lord. Who is he? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He tells us pretty plainly right there at the first of that verse. Amen. The Spirit. Praise the Lord of truth. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. The Spirit. Amen. Church, I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that we are drawn to the altar of repentance. Praise the Lord. Through the Spirit of God. Amen. It's got to be something that tugs with our heart. Amen. That works with us, Brother Gilbert. Praise the Lord. For us to even know that there's a God. For us to even feel, amen, there's a purpose to come to that altar. I believe there's something that's got to get a hold of us. Amen. To even want to go. Amen. As I read through the Bible tells me, amen, that how God will give us, amen, praise the Lord, a measurement of faith. Amen. Glory to God. And as Bruce was talking a while ago, faith is something, the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Glory to God. So church, amen, just because you've not seen it yet doesn't mean it ain't true. Praise God. Amen. If you're praying for the Lord to move in a need for you today, amen, it doesn't mean that God is not listening if it ain't been done yet. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we maybe have to come to a condition. Amen. Glory to God. Maybe have to learn some things. Amen. Glory to God. Through prayer and fasting and whatever we got to do. Amen. Glory to God. To be able to get that need be done. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So the Lord knows what he's doing today. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I thought about yesterday morning when we woke up. I felt like getting the crowd that we had down there to gather in the circle. My little family and Jay and his little family in the circle and pray and ask the good Lord to be with us through that day. Amen. And we let time get on by and didn't do it. Praise the Lord. And then later on that evening, amen, the car messed up and we realized, church, amen, it is going to take God for us to be able to get out of there. Amen. And I said, I believe we should do, amen, what I felt like doing this morning. Let's gather in a circle and let's pray. And I said, to the Lord, amen, to help us to be able to get back home. Amen. And church, and I praise the Lord tonight, amen, that we was able to drive that car back home. Praise God. In the Lord, good church, isn't he good? Amen. Glory to God. He knows our needs today. He knows our needs today. Amen. If I could, amen, just show you a little bit of example here with this swatter. Been able to cleanse me, not only been able to work on me, amen, but amen, it's a killer, amen, it's taking care of a thirst that's down inside of me. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. The Bible teaches us it's our soul that's hungry. It's our soul that's thirsty. And there's nothing in this world can satisfy your soul. Only thing that's going to satisfy your soul is what comes right out of heaven. And the master today that reads our heart, he understands what we need today, church. So we need to come to him with our whole heart, soul, and mind and say, Lord, give me what I need. Give me what I need, Lord. They'll cross over to the other side. Brother Bruce, if I could use myself. I remember a time at Blue Lick Holiness Church. Amen. Seeing Junior Gooch was holding a revival. Amen. And me and Naaman and Clayton Robinson, different ones of us, we'd hang around outside, probably into some kind of meanness or something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hadn't been there for a few nights. And Naaman, amen, praise the Lord, I came to the church and got there maybe a little early with Mom and them. Naaman, when he got there, he went running on into church. Boy, it began to work with me. Something, amen, began to deal with my heart, praise the Lord. I thought, man, I wonder what happened to him. Praise the Lord, amen. And I went in, praise the Lord, and sat in the back. Glory to God, and see what's going on here. Amen, praise the Lord. And Brother Junior preaching. Lord God, then we go handsy head and smack that Bible stand. Honey, it'd wake you up. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was underneath the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You hear me? He was sowing the good seed of God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Begin to touch my heart. Amen. Begin to work with me. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. I'm probably one of them that was sitting in my seat. Amen. Twisting back and forth. Amen. Glory to God. Wondering, amen, what's going on here. Amen. Come on. Now, even though I was raised in the holiness, amen, movement, I know what was, amen, praise the Lord, glory to God, what they were saying, but I didn't really know, amen, personally for myself, but Bruce, how real it really was, amen, and glory to God, and I thought better name it came back there at all the time, glory to God, they called the altar name and came back there to me, and he said, come on, Brother Artie, I believe we can do this, we can help one another, amen, come on, praise the Lord, and glory to God, church, amen, my heart began to thump, amen, so hard it felt like it almost burst out of my chest, you know what was happening to me, and God gave me a little bit of measurement of faith, amen, that spirit was coming up on me, he was up on me, dwelling with me, working with me, saying, come on, come on, amen, I got what you're looking for, I got what you need to surrender unto me, praise the Lord, and church, I'm on my way to that altar, amen, glory to God, begin to pray, begin to repent out of my sin, and I've been very well, amen, that old dead man rising from me, I felt, amen, that load lift off of me, glory out of all them sins that I've been carried for many days. God, come on, church, praise the Lord. Amen. I felt something begin to work in my heart and my soul that night that I know God wanted to make a difference. It began to work on me, church. Come on. The Spirit was up on me, but it wanted to come within me. Amen. Amen. So I prayed and I prayed. And then one night, amen, during the revival, amen, here came the Holy Ghost abiding within me. And whenever it came in, it spoke for itself. And the way it said, hello, here I am. Come on, church. Amen. Just like the water. If I take it within, amen, it's going to take care, amen, of my thirst. Amen. Amen. Come on, church. But this water, this natural water, cannot kill the thirst of my soul. Amen. Amen. But Jesus, just think about what Jesus done. He used things of this earth to explain his goodness. He's using things of this earth how to get to him. What it meant to get to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Sweet Jesus. Now, amen, hallelujah. After a while, amen, the Lord would bless us. And I get to sweating, amen. Amen, getting to feel the glory of God. Getting to feel the power. Amen, what little water I've took in is going to do me some good. Come on. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Come on, church, amen. What we would take in from heaven today, amen, to restore within our soul strength out of heaven, amen. We will have strength to make it through whatever we face in this life. Amen. And come on. He'll come upon you. He'll bless you. He'll draw your attention. He'll let you know how good it really is, but he wants you to take it within your soul. Take it within you, praise the Lord. Amen, that your soul will be sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen, glory to God, that you can be filled with strength right out of heaven, honey. Come on, that will make a difference in your life. When somebody would come to you and tell you there's no way that you can make it, this trial's too big, and the devil would say, you might as well just give up. Down within you is the greater. Down within you is greater. What did Jesus say? Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. For now, for him to be in me, amen, church. Amen, amen. I got to accept him down in me. Amen. Now, he'll be upon you. He'll bless you. That sweet Holy Ghost will bless you. That's who he is. That's who he is. The Holy Ghost right out of heaven. He'll bless your soul. Amen. He'll bless your mind to draw you into him. He'll draw your attention. Praise the Lord. As sometimes we just explain it. Amen. It's been like a smell in the kitchen. I said, the more we can get him in the kitchen, the hungrier we can get him. Amen. You get, amen, some good cooking down in the kitchen. Come on, Gilbert, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She gets to cooking some of them good old favorite meals that you like to eat. Praise the Lord. And you walk through that house and you smell that. Come on. Amen. You probably would get the wallering at the mouth. Amen. Praise the Lord. You probably want to get in there Amen. Maybe get you a spoonful of it. Amen. To kind of sample it out a little bit. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. There's more than just a taste of this. Let's get filled up with it. Praise the Lord. Let's get some strength about us. Oh, come on. Praise the Lord. Jesus, amen. Amen. He said, I will not send them away fasting, for at least he would faint along the way. Come on. He knew that he was going to need some strength. Amen. To make it back home. Come on. Church, we're going home after a while. We're going to need some strength to even make it through this life. Oh, come on, church. We don't even know how to speak for ourselves. We don't know an answer, amen. When we come against the rulers, amen, for testimony against them, we don't know what to say. But the Holy Ghost does. He told us to not even think, not even meditate what you're going to say. But what would be given unto you that hour would be by the Holy Ghost, church. Listen, church. Let it come within you today. Let it fill your soul with joy, with life. Oh, there's trouble all around us. There's sickness all around us. But our soul can be satisfied to know after a while, when the great trumpet sounds, that our soul's prepared. Amen. Forever. Hallelujah. As Bruce was talking about the resurrection morning, first resurrection will have the power. First resurrection will have the power of the Holy Ghost abiding within her soul. No matter how many years they died and been laid into a grave somewhere, that Holy Ghost, amen, still alive. Live and will in that soul. Amen. Because it didn't only just come upon them, but it came in them. Aren't you glad it spoke for you? Aren't you glad it spoke to you? Spoke to you. And today I'm still glad, church, that it speaks through me to let me know, hey, I'm right here. Amen. Amen. When the cares of this world begins to build upon me, amen, praise the Lord, and I get troubled. Amen. My mind seems like it's scattered. Amen. But I can get somewhere to along, amen, and begin to pray. I can feel that Spirit of God, a connection with me. Amen. When he's sealed, amen. When he's sealed my soul, as long as I stay true to him, church, I can call upon him. I believe in his word. I can call upon him and I can ask of him. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he's going to be right there to answer. Come on, church. Yesterday evening, amen, it looked like, amen, it was a hopeless chance for us to be able to get back home. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, church. But I was able to go off somewhere and begin to cry out to the master and say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help here, Lord. Amen. And Lord, let me have a feeling within my soul. Amen. Glory to God, and everything was going to be all right. Amen. Come on, church. Amen. Glory to God. And as we prayed in that little circle, amen, my wife looked up at me and she said, how do you feel? And I said, I feel a little humble spirit that the good Lord is with us. Wow. Come on, church. How can you outdo that? How can you outdo that? Church, we need the Lord. We need the Lord today. I'm glad one time he came upon me. He blessed me. Oh, I rode the floors. I danced. I felt the hallelujah. Oh, come on, church. Amen. But I needed a witness. I needed a witness that he came within my soul. Amen. Oh, I felt him all over me. Amen. I can feel him taking trips up and down the avenues of my soul. Amen. But I need to know beyond my mama to say my son's living good. Amen. Come on. I needed a witness from heaven that the Lord was pleased in me. And when that sweet Holy Ghost began to speak through me, I knew then. Amen. He was abiding within me then. Amen. He gave me a witness to say, I'm right here. I'm right here. And he said, amen, I never leave you. I never forsake you. Yet I go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. Come on, church. Amen. Hallelujah. He gave us a guaranteed promise. I will not leave you comfortless. What is that comforter today, church? What is that comforter? revival today. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. I know there's people today who's prayed even that word. You mentioned Holy Ghost. And what? And Holy Spirit. I said, it's the same thing. Amen. Glory to God. In one place I read, amen. Just yesterday. Amen. In one little place, amen. Amen. In the same chapter, he called it the Spirit and the Ghost, amen. Within those few little lines, right there together. Come on, church. It's the same identical thing. The Spirit, amen. Glory to God. And the Ghost is the same thing. And it's called holy because it's pure. It's undefiled. It's separated from the world. And the Bible even describes, amen. Glory to God, the mustard seed that's been planted into somebody's heart. Come on, church. Hallelujah. That mustard seed won't mix with any other. And you can plant it, amen, amongst anything in the garden, and it won't mix with nothing else. Come on, church. The true Spirit of God won't mix with nothing else. Come on, church. And I want it to be that way. I want it to be that way. You might think, but are you awful strict? But listen, church, we want to go to heaven for a wonderful purpose. We want to go to heaven because it's peace over there. It's joy over there. Come on. It's love beyond measure over there. Come on, church. No more sickness. No more pain. No more heartache. Then why not today? And amen, in the arms of Jesus Christ, walking in his plan, become holy people right here, that when judgment day comes, Jesus will personally pick us out. Let's go back to the 7th verse. I'll show it to you that that's what it was talking about. That the water was, the well of water was the Holy Ghost. Listen to this. We'll read this 37th verse again. And that in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The 39th verse, he says, but this spake he of the Spirit, for they that believe on him should receive for the Holy Ghost. Listen to that. Same verse, Brother Bruce. Same verse. Spirit and Ghost. Hallelujah. I know that I read it. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost, church. Amen. We might not be shouting all over the house tonight, amen, but I feel the Holy Ghost in this. Amen. Hallelujah. Start that again. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. It was not yet given to the Gentiles. It was not yet given to the Gentiles, as you were just saying it to the woman of the well. It was not yet given to them. Amen. Because Jesus hadn't been glorified yet. There was a few people that got to receive the power of the Holy Ghost, as Elijah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Moses, different ones had power. Amen. Working with them. Glory to God. Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. But listen, when after Jesus was crucified and he rose again, then he told him, go on to Jerusalem now and tarry there that you be endued with power from on high. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And as the second chapter of Acts teaches us, amen, glory to God, as John preached in the wilderness, amen, praise the Lord. Glory to God, how the one that would come after him whose shoelaces he's not worthy to bow down and unloose, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only a ghost to come and abide within your soul, but have power behind it. Have some strength of life behind it. Come on. Amen. Praise the Lord. And on the day of Pentecost, amen, clothed in tongues as a fire. Come on, church. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus today is still pouring out that fire. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. But come on, church. We're going to really realize it and understand what true fire is. Because in Revelation, it teaches us there's going to be coming a man that's an antichrist. He would seem that he would be able to pray down fire from heaven. We might look at that as a natural fire flame. But church, I mean, as it goes on, he can be able to heal sick. He can be able to do miracles that we desire within our eyes to be able to see. And I'm glad my faith lies in Jesus, Brother Bruce. I'm glad my faith lies in Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'd love to see, amen, somebody that's crippled, that's lame, to come out of a wheelchair and be able to walk. Amen. But I ain't going to base my salvation on that. You hear me? Amen. And praise the Lord. I'm going to get my soul right with God, and I'm going to stay right with Him. Amen. And I'm hoping, amen, down the line, if God would, amen, permit, that I could have the Spirit with me, amen, of healing, to be able to see somebody come out of there. Amen. Glory God, somebody that's halt, amen, to be able to walk again. Somebody that's blind to be able to see again. Amen. Come on, church, praise the Lord. I tell you a gift I would like to have is to be able to lay hands on people. Man, Paul was talking about this evening. Lay hands on people and see them receive the Holy Ghost. I'd love to have that gift. Amen. Paul had it. He's able to lay hands on them, they received it right there. Amen. Why would I look into a gift for that? I mean, come on, church, because I know what's going to take us over. I know what's going to take us over. Amen. I know what's going to keep us through this life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know, amen, praise the Lord, what'll help us, amen, to understand the Word of God. Amen. So, church, don't let it just be on you, but let it be in you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let it come within you. Let it abide within your soul to keep you. As I've said many times, I'm not always going to be able to be with you. I'm not always going to be there to be able to give you an answer. So pray through for yourself. Find the Lord for yourself to make sure what you got is guiding you right. Make sure what you got is connection with heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. That the Lord can talk through it and to you and let you know what you need to do. Amen. Hallelujah. He's good to us, Brother Bruce. I praise Him. Amen. We're going to try to close. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on and pray, church. Come on and pray. Something's came upon you. Something has blessed you. Something has drawn you to the altar of repentance. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's the Spirit of God drawing with you, working with you. But let it come in you. Let it come in you. Let it speak for itself. God bless you, church.